Here once again is Michael Jackson. Join the conversation. Call 888-458-1260. 888-458-1260.
Just a thought, thinking about the guest gone by, Congresswoman Lois Capps. Whenever we get through to her, I never have any idea what we're going to be discussing. And there's not a second that's boring. Not one second. The woman is amazing. And a nurse by training, congresswoman for the past decade. On the line right now is Daniel Zohar. Why Zohar? Good morning to you. What's the why for?
You'll have to get to know me better.
Daniel Yankee Zohar, who served as lead outside counsel for Consumer Watchdog, which intervened on behalf of California consumers after Allstate applied for a rate increase for its homeowner's line of insurance before the California Department of Insurance. What got you involved and how successful were you?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on your show. It's really an honor.
Thank you.
And I also enjoyed the interview with Congresswoman Capps.
Were you listening all that time? Thank you. Isn't she amazing?
She's really an incredible woman. I got involved. I'm an attorney in Los Angeles, and about 5 years ago, I was asked to represent a small nonprofit in Santa Monica called Consumer Watchdog. They were formerly known as the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights.
Right.
And about in 1988, they were instrumental in passing a law in California which allows consumers to challenge the rate that their insurance carriers charge them. And this applies to auto insurance, homeowners insurance, earthquake insurance. So it affects quite a lot of people. And we started intervening when carriers wanted to raise their rates. And most recently, we've intervened on behalf of consumers against Allstate when they tried to increase their rates in both their auto insurance and homeowners insurance. And to put that in perspective, there are about 2 million people in California insured by Allstate for auto insurance, and about 1 million people insured for homeowners. So when Allstate tried to raise the rates in both of those areas, we intervened on behalf of consumers in front of the Department of Insurance. We argued the case in front of a judge up in San Francisco, and just last week on the homeowners case, Commissioner Poizner approved the order of the judge, which is effectively going to institute a 28.5% decrease for all homeowners insurance policies by Allstate in California starting the end of this month.
In other words, you prevailed for consumers. But how do you do that when they've got an unlimited amount of money, when they have a team of high-priced lawyers, they have experts galore to create their spin or their point of view inside? How do you prevail?
It's always a challenge when you're going up against insurance companies with literally billions of dollars.
I mean, we're in good hands with them, aren't we?
Well, that's a story for another day, but I'll tell you that here they were clearly overreaching and trying to charge people too much. When we go to these proceedings, typically the insurance carriers, and in this case with Allstate, they had literally an army of lawyers, of very high-priced corporate lawyers. They had 11 witnesses in this particular case, actuarial experts, economic experts, insurance experts. We had one witness, and for every piece of paper we filed, it seemed like they would file three in response just to keep us busy. So it was quite a challenge throughout the last year and a half when we've been fighting them on this to get this far. And we're very thrilled with this result because consumers this year alone are going to save over $500 million alone just from the people who have Allstate policies.
Really? They always claim, they meaning insurance companies, that it would cause a deep financial hardship. I learned that in 2007 alone, Allstate netted something approaching $5 billion.
That's correct. In fact, the last couple of years, their net profits have been close to $5 billion a year. So we were quite amazed when, in these proceedings, Allstate actually argued that if they didn't get to increase their rates on all of the California consumers, they would suffer deep financial hardship. And I think there are probably a lot of people in California that have their own definition of deep financial hardship with gas prices, with the mortgage crisis, and I think it was almost insulting for Allstate to claim that they were in that same league as for deep financial hardship after boasting to their shareholders about record profits the last couple of years.
So what kind of rate reduction did you get?
Well, in the homeowners insurance, anyone who has an Allstate homeowners policy will see their policies go down approximately $250 when their next renewal comes up. And that will result in savings of close to $250 million statewide per year. Anyone with an Allstate auto policy will see their policy go down also about close to a couple of hundred dollars per year, and that will save people, again, about $240 million yearly if they have an Allstate auto policy.
Can we do this in greater depth and soon?
Sure.
I'm really cool because I wanted to say congratulations. I've got the news coming up momentarily. And if people want to contact Consumer Watchdog, what do they do?
First of all, consumerwatchdog.org is their website. If they want to read more about how, as consumers, they can challenge the rates that they pay for their insurance carriers, they can go to their website. They can also go to my website at ZoharLawFirm.com.